is, you know, if you believe in reincarnation, I mean, see, for me, it's a question of how to proceed with my life, you know.
Well,
what the emphasis should be.
Yeah, I understand. That's why I don't know exactly. But I can live like this. I can live like this. But I don't know. I don't know because I have never experienced. But I can live like this because I know. I know it's such a system of the karmic life anyway. Because, well, and also practically I know through Zazen anyway. Everyday life, through the everyday life, I know. But intellectually, I don't know. I don't know what will happen. Spiritual soul exists, and there is a huge lump of energies taking us to a next life. Or I can create a wonderful, different, beautiful spirit, which is called good Kalagiri monk. You know? But I don't know. I don't know exactly. But all I have to do is I can live like this. That's enough. That's all I can do. Don't you think so? But we want to get it. Want to get it in your hand, in my hand anyway. But actually I don't know.
Even if you did know what was that, would you live any different?
Hmm?
Even if you knew it was nothing.
Nothing.
What would you do then?
Well, even though I don't know, completely I don't know.
Same thing.
No. Well, it depends on what you know. You know, if you know one way, then you proceed in one way. If you know another way, then you proceed in another way.
So if you don't know, you can just live with the whole argument. That's all.
You live that way anyway. Even if they said, when you die, that's the end of it. Poof. You still do the same thing, I think. Maybe not, but that's what I think.
The point is, I think that first time I've ever spoken up. The point is that we live right here, right now, and as we're here right now, we're talking about something that doesn't exist after death, how can we?
Steve, no, so that's not the point. No, I think
the point.
No, you don't understand
my point. No, I don't understand your point, but. what I understand Hoda to be saying is that we have to just simply take care of this because this is the only reality that we have right here, right now. When death comes, it's still right here, right now. Just keep taking care of it.
And the question is, how do we take care of it?
Well,
should I, you know, okay, here's my question. Should I go out and dance and try and transcend my body? Or should I sit down and study?
Well, wait.
Now, that's a big question for me because it's a question of time. You know?
Well, you said try. What do you mean try? Try what? You're already here. You don't have to try. You know, just take care of it, you know.
Well, it just depends on what's going
to
happen. I want to know how to get ready.
That's that's speculation about the future. You know, and the future is not here. You know, so.
Yeah, but my impulse
is
to do both, but I can't do both.
Well, one at a time. You know, if you have to dance.
Yeah, but which one should I do first?
That's up to you.
That's our
own responsibility.
So, well, religiously speaking, according to Buddha's eyes, why don't you take a choice, you know, which is closer to the Buddha's word?
Well, how do you know which is closer?
Well, that's why Buddha's teaching always tells you.
So I have to study in order to find out.
Right. But if I say so, you are priest. That's why you say so like this. But I'm not a priest, you know. That's your business. I want to live on my way like this, you know. So obviously you want to have a freedom of alternative. That is always samsara, you know, like the moral world. But wherever you may go, freedom of alternative is constantly there. Okay? You never be peaceful and secure. You have to live depending on freedom of alternative. Freedom of intention anyway. But you have to be free anyway. For that, you have to understand this. And the freedom of alternative come up from your heart. At that time, it's really freedom of alternative. That is no excuse. Well, what would you make a choice? This way, that way? Do this. That's it. One way, only one way.
No guarantees, huh?
Perfect guarantee.
Perfect.
Forever. Perfect.
Sure. Maybe what works for men doesn't work for women.
Maybe everyone reincarnates to Deva Roshi.
If you see him there, you'll know. And the spectrum.
That's all right. Because his answer is also right. It's right. Problem is people don't understand that. That's all. Well, it's exactly nothing. It's a big shock for us. But it's very good for us. Because you can pay attention to who you are. And then you struggle. Where am I heading for? So you really suffer. That's great. Instead of giving a certain hope, yes, you can be reborn like this. There is a kind, but I don't think it's kind. Your kind is complete. No.